morning. It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, August 16th, 2017. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds, 10 knots, gusting to 15. Wind waves from the northwest, 2 feet high at about 4 seconds between wave crests. And those westerly swells are here also, as they are just about every day. 6 feet high at 11 seconds apart, patchy fog before sunrise. There are always some kind of swells out there. Sometimes they're from the southwest, northwest, or just plain west. But those swells that come to us are caused by forces acting on the ocean thousands of miles away sometimes. A storm in Japan can send swells across the Pacific to us here. And then we have those wind waves, which are caused by local winds and weather. And patchy fog was in the forecast before sunrise. And today on The Ship Report, we're going to hear from another of the students I interviewed on board the California Maritime Training Ship, the Golden Bear. She was in Astoria this week, and I went on board on Monday. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 2 inbounders, we have 4 in the Astoria anchorage, and we have 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river has come a long way to be here. The Berge Hakodate, or Hakodate, not quite sure how to say that. The ship is here from Chicago. Now, think about that. Chicago, on the Great Lakes, to the St. Lawrence Seaway, to the Atlantic Ocean, to the Panama Canal, and up the Pacific, to here, to come to Longview to pick up petcoke. Oh boy, there's a story there. I wish I knew what it was. She will pass Astoria around 11 a.m. and arrive in Longview probably about 3:30 p.m. Probably some tired sailors on board there who will be happy to get to the dock for a little bit and take a rest. The Naruto Strait is our second inbounder, our one of only 2 so far today. She's arriving from Japan, headed for Longview to pick up logs. She'll pass Astoria around 12:30 a.m. on Thursday. We'll see her in Longview at 4 a.m. on Thursday morning, so arriving really late tonight, early tomorrow morning, around 4 a.m. on Thursday. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have 4 vessels, the Amadeus, the Clipper Isabella, the Midland Sky, and the Ocean Venture. They're all awaiting orders. And in outbounders, we have the Favorita, headed for Portland to pick up potash. Oh, actually, she has been picking up potash at the Port of Portland. She's coming downriver fully loaded, as many of our ships are. She'll be leaving around 2:30 a.m. You might see her in Portland around 8:30 this morning. The Marsden Point is leaving Longview carrying soda ash at about 12:30 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. today. The Tientsin is a ship that came in earlier this week to pick up scrap metal in Portland. If you're a listener, a regular listener to the ship report, you may have heard me explain that. Let me just say it again because it's kind of interesting. The scrap metal this ship is picking up, it's kind of an interesting example of recycling. The scrap metal generally comes to us from a number of places, but in the maritime realm, on barges from Puget Sound, crushed cars, so there's steel involved. The steel, those crushed cars go to a facility in Portland where they're chopped into little pieces and put on bulk carriers like the Tientsin, where they go to Asia to be used in steel production. And one of those uses is cars. So when we see those brand new cars coming back from Asia, some of it probably has recycled steel from those other cars that were sent across the ocean. So she'll be leaving about 5 p.m., probably passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. on her way to Asia. Santa Cruz is departing from Calama, corn, soy, or wheat on board there, leaving around 7 p.m., passing Astoria around midnight. The ATB rig, Dublin C, is leaving Portland carrying petroleum. She'll be leaving around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5 a.m. on Thursday. And the ANSAC Moon Bear, American Natural Soda Ash Corporation is what that acronym stands for, leaving Portland with soda ash on board around midnight. She'll leave and pass Astoria outbound around 6 a.m. on Thursday. Well, I had a delightful opportunity on Monday. I went aboard a ship, which is always a treat for me, but this is a very special ship. She's the California Maritime Student Training Vessel, Cadet Training Vessel, the Golden Bear. I went on board. They were very gracious. I was allowed to interview 4 students, 2 men, 2 women, and they all had very different stories, very interesting, and I thought it was very inspiring, especially for anyone who might be contemplating a career in the maritime maritime realm. So here is Pamela Switzer. She was the 2nd student I interviewed, student at Cal Maritime, serving aboard the ship, the Golden Bear.
My name is Pamela Switzer. I'm from the Bay Area. Hometown is San Ramon, California.
So of all the things you could have done with your life, why are you here?
I really thought I wanted to do nursing, so I actually volunteered for a hospital for a full year, and I really didn't like the whole hospital aspect, but I liked ideas of it, so I liked working with people, and I liked having a little bit more responsibility than the average person. And so I was looking at schools, and this school really popped out at me. It kind of took me about a year to fully accept that this was going to be my school for me. Because at first I thought, I don't know, I don't have a background, I don't know anyone who's in the maritime industry, I don't really know what I'm getting into. But I thought I'd go for it, and I've been here for 3 years, going on my fourth year, and I love it. It's kind of special because every single time I'm on the bridge or on deck, I always get this like fuzzy feeling that I'm really excited with what I'm doing, and I really like being there. And I don't know if a lot of people get that opportunity to feel that great and that loving and that awesome about how like what they're doing. So I adore this industry, and I really like being here.
So what is your, are you also training to become an officer?
Mm-hmm.
As well?
Yes. Yeah, deck side. Okay. Deck side as well. The classes have been very rigorous, but I also feel like it's taught me a lot with time management, but also seeing how much I can push myself. I work 20 hours a week, sometimes more, taking 20 units, and I used to play sports on top of that, so it definitely has taught me a lot about if I really want something, I need to push myself and take the initiative to do it.
So in addition to running the ship, mm-hmm. you take classes. Is that a class over there that's going on?
Those are commercial crew students, and so your sophomore year of college here, you go on a cruise with people in the industry, companies in the industry, and those are cadets who've chosen to go on the Golden Bear for their commercial cruise. And
oh, wow.
So right now I'm sure they're talking about very important things.
Yeah, sure.
What was your question?
Just about, so are there classes going on
definitely.
The ship? Are there classrooms or where people get
there's
together?
There's rotation that we have, and it goes practical, then we have day work, watch, then we have classroom rotation. And so we have four rotations, 5 days each. The classroom rotations where we have our classes and we learn firefighting, enclosed entries, things like that. And that's for the upper class. The underclass learn a little bit different things. And then we also have our navigation and practical rotation where we learn how to do radar plotting, or it's mostly a review for the upper class, radar plotting, ECTIS, and being in the simulation. So every person goes through the simulation twice. We go through about 4 or 5 different scenarios. One of them is anchoring, northbound, southbound, things like that in different areas. And we work on bridge team management, and that's working cohesively with the person that you're with. We have a navigator, and we have someone who's the mate on watch. And then we have a 3C who is on the helm steering. So all of the deck side, upper class and underclass get that experience on top of also standing bridge watches. So it's a constant reminder of like, this is what you're doing, don't forget certain aspects and things that you learned your freshman year you still use today. So it's really important to have that memory retention.
And that was Pamela Switzer, a student on board the Golden Bear, the Cal Maritime training ship. She was in Astoria with the ship on Monday, and I interviewed her there. I was amazed at how dedicated and committed those students are, and what an interesting program it is. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout.